6. This is our second session, looking at verse 12 through 14. And the title is Brought from Death to Life. So let's read that passage, starting with verse 12. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments or tools for unrighteousness, but present yourself to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. Now this passage tells us that sin no longer owns us. We are not its slave. It does not have dominion or power over us. But do we experience this? Do we feel it? Do we know it day by day that our wants and our desires are changing, have improved over time? Is this a reality for you? Many times we avoid sin but come close to it, sort of playing on the edge. Guess what happens if we make a practice of this playing on the edge of sin, kind of skirting around it? Yep, we give in, we fall. Listen to a story by Vernon McGee on this strategy for avoiding sin. Vernon McGee tells the story about a little girl who fell out of bed one night and began to cry. Her mother rushed into her bedroom, picked her up, put her back in bed, and asked her, "Honey, why did you fall out of bed?" And she said, "I think I stayed too close to the place where I got in. I think I stayed too close to the place where I got in." And that's the reason a great many of us fall, my friend. It is because we are actually yielding ourselves to the old nature. We're following the dictates of the old nature. That is what gets us into trouble. Although we will not rid of that old nature in this life, we are told now, yield yourselves to God, just as you yielded yourself to sin. You are to yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead. You are now alive in Christ. You have a new nature. You have been born again. Are you actually yielding yourself to the old nature? You are an instrument or a tool of righteousness in God's hand to do God's work. Your free will must conform to the new will that He has given you, the new heart He has created in you. There are two approaches to obedience here, what I call the negative and the positive. So the negative approach to obedience is try to avoid sin, come as close as you can, but don't actually do it. You're living too close to the edge. You might fall out of bed like the little girl did. Now, the positive side is obey those character qualities He desires for you. Obey those character qualities He desires for you. Let's review the list we are given in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. Let me flip over there. So 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. He has granted to us His precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partners of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. These are the things in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 through 8, that keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Study this list. Think about it. Try to apply it. Make it part of your life. Pray over it. In this way, we can be effective and fruitful for Him. So, Father, we do desire not only to avoid sin, but to completely stay away from it, to not tippy-toe around the edge and get ourselves in trouble, but to be obedient from the heart, the new heart You've given us. And I pray as we think about these qualities in 2 Peter that they become real to each of us, meaningful to each of us, and applicable to the way we live our lives and how we glorify you, bearing fruit in your kingdom for your glory. I thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.